This I Believe. Edward Hulton is publisher of a group of England's most important magazines and periodicals. Outstanding among these is Picture Post, with a circulation of 1.5 million. This magazine has been credited with being an important factor in the success of the British Labour Party, though its publisher is himself a conservative. A current Hulton project is the conversion of the village of Salperton into a model agricultural community. This is Edward Hulton's creed.
I consider that mankind has reached a great crossroads. I think this because I believe that man possesses a free will, and that consequently he is at all times in a position from which he can march to good or to evil. Some eminent historians have been proclaiming in recent years that we are caught in an age of decadence, and that Western, or European civilization at least, is decayed beyond all possible repair. But do they appreciate that civilization has now become a world force and can hardly be thought of within such narrow expressions as the West? Furthermore, this is the beginning and not the end of an age in which all social classes and all races are for the first time gradually becoming of full significance in the body politic. Again, machinery is only now being perfected with all its possibilities for good or for evil. Lastly, these historical philosophers tend to look upon men and women and civilizations entirely as if they were but plants, blooming one day and decaying or dead the next. Well, they are somewhat like plants, only I believe that men and women possess a soul. Thus, they have the free will to build their own future. One of the greatest faults of the present age lies in a presumptuous effort to step out of the framework of the natural. The too superstitious faith of our grandfathers gave way to an unquestioning belief that science can accomplish anything. Yet science cannot escape the mandates of the natural and the divine. The most fundamental evil of communism is its attempt to step beyond the inescapable framework of nature. Today people are beginning to understand that in spite of scientific advances, the position of man is by no means altogether happy, and not necessarily getting happier. This is not only because the atom bomb may put an end to human life altogether. People are beginning to realize that life itself is becoming more and more artificial and false. As for learned men, are they today much more than mere technical specialists? They are not true, integrated men like Goethe or Shakespeare. As for ordinary people, they are becoming more and more crowded into artificial towns in which beauty is absent, performing unrewarding tasks and enjoying, or at least attending, ever more artificial amusements. The very food which they eat is less and less natural. What should we do to be saved? I believe that if men and women want the right things, in the end they will achieve them. There is a great hope that leaders will arise who will make use of the great natural and sane force of the working classes and so-called primitive but comparatively natural races in order to lead mankind back to a more natural way of life. Our new leaders will need to possess a vision of the divine, which to my mind is the same as Plato's vision of the ideal.
That was Edward Hulton, a foremost English publisher and politician whose reforming zeal enlarges the scope of his activities into many diverse fields.